And good morning, and we're learning Kalam Ches, Melacha Moichik. We're looking at Simon Gimel. So here's Simon Gimel, the Chayotim presents a halacha that he says himself at in the parentheses. He doesn't really understand it. The source is a source in the Bach and I'm not going to rub. So he's going to quote it. And he says, Relit Sarachi, and I don't really understand that. And in the Nishmas Adam, which is his footnotes, as it were, his Ha'oris to Hilchos Shabbos, he says he doesn't really understand this halacha. Not the Shabbos, I'll say for Alois Achas. So they used to live in a world where the illumination came from candles, kerosene lamps, etc. So it wasn't an uncommon reality that you would have the wax from the candle would drip onto the sefer. So a person would be holding a candle, the candle would be near the sefer, and the wax would drip. And now you have a letter which is covered by wax. So is there any problem with removing that wax on Shabbos to be able to read this letter? This discussion actually was in conjunction with if a person, during Kriyas HaTorah, you can imagine in a scenario where it was very dark outside. It was a tainus, and the lighting by Mincha, and it's towards nighttime, and it's very cloudy outside. So they had the illumination inside the shul was from the whatever they had. So you could have a situation where a drop of wax dropped onto the Sefer Torah. So what's the luck in that situation? So the Chayyotim says also the Salka to Havi Moichik. So Mechika is facilitating having Sav. Like we mentioned, that there's two parts to Mechika. There's erasing letters. Then there's erasing the background to allow the letters to exist. So if we look at the letters as if they've been obliterated with the wax, so removing the wax functions like a mechika and a ksiva basachas. He's removing by removing this item, he's facilitating a ksav. So it is a form of mechika and reintroducing a ksav. It's almost a form of ksiva at the same time. So the Bach says this is going to be asur. If it would be two letters, it's going to be chayiv, because now it's a shir. If it's only one letter, it's all going to be. It'll be aser, but it won't be chayiv. Two letters is going to be chayiv. So they understand that this is a derisa level mechika and ksiva. Now, if we look at the ksav, like it's still there, it's like munach bekufsa. It's like it's still there, but it's just something's blocking it. It's like opening up the sefer to read the book. There's the box and it's locked, and you open the lock, you get to the ksav inside. If you look at that, by the fact that it landed there, it removed the ksav, so we understand what he's saying. So it comes to the Sefer Torah. If that would be true, we would say the Sefer Torah is missing a letter, and the Sefer Torah is going to be, you cannot read the Sefer Torah anymore. If we look at it the first way, that the ksav is still there, just not accessible, so the Sefer Torah is kosher. You have a different problem of kriya bal peh. You have to read from inside. But in the case of Kabbalat Tzibur, Tzarech, the Tzarech of the Tzibur, we assign written cases, we allow kriya bal peh. So the Balkari could, who knows the word, could say it bal peh, because the Sefer Torah itself is still kosher. However, if you understand the way the Chayyotim is writing it, we should argue that should be a problem. The Chayyotim's Ha'orah is, we find the halacha in Hilchos Tefillin. Tefillin has to be written in the correct order. So you can imagine this happens, a person is writing Tefillin, then he realizes that some wax, he lived in a world of illumination with candles, some wax dripped on one of the previous words. So if you look, can you remove the wax? If we look at that, the wax it has obliterated the ksav. By removing the wax, it's like you're rewriting the ksav. So then it's written out of order, and it's repulsive. But there, the Magen Ram says it's kosher. because we look at it like Saba is still there, just is not accessible. So we don't look at it like it's removed the Ksav. And here we're saying it, we look at it like removed the Ksav. So that's the question, which he says, well, it's Arachian. To me, it would seem to be that the correct understanding of like the Morgan of Rum, what he says in Hilchus, back in Hilchus Tefillin, that we do not look at it like the Ksav is gone. And therefore, all you're doing is making it accessible. So it's not Moichik, it's not Kosev, it's not any Malach at all. So that's the argument that the Chayotim presents. The Bir Lacha does answer, it tries to find a middle path to explain this din. Lacha L'maisa, the Chayotim does bring it, that a person cannot do it. And therefore, the situation, whether the Sefer Torah would be such a situation, one would read that word Balpeh. But practically, the Chayotim does not understand this din. Have a good day.